Messed up. They let us back in the casino again. The Paragon Casino is a spot. Thanksgiving night is the time.
This Thanksgiving night is an old school party you will never forget.
Pack the casino, the old school jam with a new school twist. Thanksgiving night plus the casinos will give you play.
You can't beat that.
Get your tickets now at Styles by Sterling Barbershop,
VJ's Beauty Supply,
Who Does Your Hair in Marksville,
and VIP Cleaner.
Paragon Casino, Marksville, Louisiana, the Mari Showroom, DJ Speedy T, Mr. Bow Bow Bow,
DJ Rob Real, and DJ Easy Beat.
You don't want to miss it. Have your face in the place.
Show love, get love.
Bow. Yeah, I said it, Mr. Bow.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
And saw my needs. And because he looked beyond my fault, because really I should have been dead. I actually could have been dead. Somebody in the house could have been homeless. But you're still alive. And God is still making a way out of no way. That's how he does. He just makes a way out of nowhere. Or do I have anyone who can testify, Reverend? He made a way for me. Looks like there was no other way. And God came and made another way. And all I can say, he just a way maker. He made a way for me. Thank you, Master, for his way-making ability. Christmas season.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to run this text through the next 3 weeks. We're going to just try to end it on today. We started it last week. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Acts, the 8th chapter. I think we dealt with just the first 2 verses, possibly, I think, but we may cruise a little further and get it out the way for us. We understand that we set this season of time for the birth of Christ, and we don't really care when he was born, we're just glad he was. So we just take this month out to celebrate the birth of Christ. But you don't have to be technically correct when he was born. All you just have to know that he was born. All you have to know that the Lord brought him into the world. And that he died. And the Father raised him from the dead. That's salvation right there. But if you have the Bibles, let's go to the second verse, and we might go all the way to the 8th verse because this is our key verse. And about men carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering to every house, and what? Hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. our key verse again. And there was great joy, right, in the city. Let's go back to the text on last week. There's joy in the city. Joy in the city. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you're going through, but there's joy this month in the city. Well, Reverend, I'm catching hell, but I still have joy. Things may not look right for me, but I still have joy. Things may be stacked up against me, but I still have joy. Don't know if I have a job on tomorrow, but I still, as of this day, have joy. Now, I kind of gave you a definition of what joy was last week. Anybody in the house remember? Joy. Jesus over you. Do I have anybody in the house have joy now? Who have elected to have Jesus over you? And when you can place Jesus over you, then you have nothing but joy leading you, protecting you, guiding you, providing for you, being a shelter in a storm over you and feet when you have J-O-Y, Jesus over you. So when you look at joy again, I want you to look at it in a whole different light. Jesus, it's just over. Over you. Here, joy in the city, our cities are stretched to the limits with unnecessary killing that doesn't make any sense at all, even in our community. Gun violence have stretched the city. But this is nothing new. Where the city has been stretched to its ultimate. This is nothing new. Even in our text, we find that Jerusalem was stretched to its limit. Somebody in the house got to know that prayer change conditions. Someone in the house got to know that prayer will turn situations around. Someone got to know that prayer will fix something. I don't know if you believe in prayer, but have you really tried? When you really couldn't do nothing else, but you just called on the name of the Lord. And you found out that he was a prayer-hearing God. And that he could come at any given time and show up in your behalf. Then he can turn the time back and then make you think that I should have been healed here all the time. Joy in the city. On last week,